And the big problem they had in the 30s even, when they talked about cloning, back in the 30s, read Huxley's Brave New World, and creating perfect beings for the job, purpose-made beings for the jobs. Tall ones, short ones, ones with extra arms, you name it, that kind of stuff. But they also talked about ways of conditioning and holding on to the public's minds, and the techniques they would use through suggestion and forms of hypnosis. See, most hypnosis is not a guy standing with a watch at the end of a chain. It's done through suggestion and repetition. But this is what this is from a letter of Aldous Huxley to George Orwell, and it's from a book that's published by Harper and Row. It's the letters of Aldous Huxley, edited by Grover Smith from Harper and Row, 1969. And it says here, within the next generation, I believe that the world's leaders will discover that infant conditioning, and narco, as drugging, hypnosis, are more efficient as government of instruments of government than clubs and prisons, and that the lust for power can be just as completely satisfied by suggesting people into loving their servitude as by flogging them and kicking them into obedience. In other words, I feel that the nightmare of 1984 is destined to modulate, to change, into the nightmare of a world having more resemblance to that which I imagined in Brave New World. And he's right. We have to go through the totalitarian 1984 scenario before we can go into the Brave New World, totally controlled society, where it'll be unimaginable for any creature that's cloned off in the future to even think of itself as a distinct individual, never mind rebelling against the system. And remember, these guys were top advisors to intelligence agencies and world intelligence services. Really, there's only one world intelligence service. Just one. And when they were writing the Cultural Cold Wars, back in that time, during the Cold War, and hiring novelists, screenwriters, scriptwriters, they were also doing the same in Britain through MI6. They managed that side of it there too. But they're also doing, from the US and funding it from the US, the whole scene right across the whole of Europe. And hence you had what people thought was really this revolution for the teenagers. And that's when pop music exploded suddenly. And it was a sudden thing across the whole of Europe. Pushed from the top down. At that time in Britain, there was only the BBC, the British Broadcasting Corporation, owned by the government. There was an arm of government. And they were ones promoting all this stuff. And along with it came the appropriate fashion, which they tried in the 20s, the miniskirt. And it was sex, drugs, and rock and roll that came next. Sex, drugs, rock and roll. And there was lots of all of that, all through that period, as they were taking down society and all of the values and morality that goes with it, because at the end they knew they would have a society that could not bond. Men and women couldn't bond for any length of time. They could be as promiscuous as they wanted to, but they couldn't bond. And that was the important thing, because for government to be total, it couldn't have any semblance or remnant of the tribal system, where people would stand up on behalf of someone who's been accused by government. When government can talk directly through the screen to you, like they did in 1984 in the movie, that's when they have total power. That's what it's all about. Total destruction of all that was. And again, back in that time, if you'd talk to the average person and say, you know, 2001 will come in and we'll suddenly all be under a martial law scenario. We'll all be getting monitored 24 hours a day. Every letter you send will be opened. Every email, well, not email, it was even known then. Every phone call that you make will be monitored by government agencies. No one would have believed you. And that's why this works so well. No one will ever believe it will happen. Even as you're going through it, they still don't believe it's happening. Or if they believe it's now happening because the major media affirms that it's happening, they'll believe the media version is done for a good cause. Because most people cannot think for themselves. They do expect the media to do the reasoning for them and to tell them what to dwell upon. The media can tell you the most horrific things, but if they don't tell you to dwell and think about this, they won't. It'll go right through their head and on to the next topic. That's well understood in all behavioral courses now at university.